to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I hope you are looking forward to this weekend. Weather is supposed to be good and you need to take care of yourself. You need to get out and you need to have some fun. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hasn't been much fun lately because of all the things that I've been having to go over with you. Even the national issues, the things that are tied back here to home, it's been rough. So we've got an easy poll question today at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, what are you going to do this weekend? Ooh, buying a new car at Nissan, that'd be nice. But here's the answer that's getting the majority of votes right now. Holding on to my sanity through all this turmoil and unrest in our country. We also have just go out. Somebody decided to put a joke in there, which I totally love because we all need a laugh. Joe Biden was asked who shot Abraham Lincoln, and he replied he had an alibi for that day. Love this one, too. Protest in Carson City starting at 11 a.m. That is fantastic. Install flooring. Oh, really? Well, give me a call because I need to get that done at my house, too. You know, this is a great time to be doing home projects and, you know, fixing things up. Why not? If we have to spend so much time in our homes now, why not? But I absolutely, this has got to be my favorite one. We're going to surprise our granddaughters and take them out to the lake. We're going to do some camping and boating. I hope you have a safe and fantastic time, whoever put that answer in. So there's an other button there. You can click on other people's answers if you want. You know, like just go out or hold on to my sanity. But you can also put your own answer in there. I know somebody who helps me keep hold of my sanity and keep this whole town running, especially when it comes to small business. And that is Randy Thompson, who is joining us right now on the show. Randy, thank you so much for being so flexible with your schedule. I've been constantly bumping you around trying to get people on the air today.
Oh, that's just fine. And I'm not excited about what I'm going to be doing this weekend, I have to say. I'll be watching the legislature.
Oh, yes, I know, and we appreciate that so much. So what hat are you going to be wearing when you're watching the legislature? Is it going to be with the Business Federation?
I do. I watch for NFIB and also for Nevada Firearms. So I'm a little concerned about any social justice reforms that they're looking at and if it's going to be taking away our Second Amendment rights. So that and potentially tax increases on business,
well,
specifically.
Yeah. We know that there's going to be that money has to come from somewhere, Randy, and we know that they're not too into cuts. So it's going to be just raising their money through us. What are you seeing in the legislature right now? Are you frustrated or happy with what's going on? Because we just had Rob Fellner on before you at the 10 o'clock or the 10:30 talking about how these. You mentioned it, social justice reforms, police reform is going to be in there. We have deputy district attorneys in the legislature who are going to be voting on this stuff. And in all rightness, they should not be in the legislature.
Right. The MPRI has actually filed a lawsuit against the legislature to the Supreme Court. For a violation of our state constitution that allows, I think, currently 9 employees to be in the legislature. And those 9 employees that work for the state, and they will directly benefit from the actions that they take. So it's odd that we have not allowed our state to follow our own constitution. It's just like, or at least our legislature to follow the constitution.
Well, they didn't do it in the last legislative session when they, you know, increased those taxes without the 2/3 majority vote Why would they pay attention to it for this?
I'm concerned that there's a lot of pressure right now on the Republicans. The governor's saying, are you going to choose between raising revenue or not funding education? And, you know, Heidi Gansert and Scott Hammond, two senators, both have some tough races this year, and they're really going to put the pressure on them. And I've seen that Ben Kiekeffer was quoted in the Nevada Independent saying, well, I'd be considering increases if you can justify it. So I'm concerned that the Republicans are saying, yeah, let's go ahead and consider tax increases when the governor's proposed $1.2 billion in cuts. We can make those cuts. And he is really favoring the unions over anything. I mean, to say that the state employees only have to be furloughed one day a month when we have 230,000 Nevadans out of work is just ridiculous.
Only looking at maybe 50 layoffs.
Right. Exactly. And they're not cutting at all the what we call the distributive school account or the DSA account, which is the per pupil spending, because that is what is so important to the teachers union. But they're cutting out all of these great programs that over the past three sessions we have put into place, like Read by Three, which is that was one of Brian Sandoval's real key legislations to essentially, if you can't read in the third grade, you stay in the third grade. And it's really a way to prevent kids from being just bumped along. And the legislature's cutting it. And, you know, categorical programs are not the favorite funding formula for our legislators because it doesn't give employees long-term job security. That's the reasoning. Okay, what part of let's have our kids be better educated am I missing here?
Well, we don't even have a test to see if they should graduate or not from high school to go on to college. So, I mean, what they're doing now, and I hope that the Republican senators and assembly people in there understand that whole you don't care about education thing, that's not going to fly with the people who are voting, okay? We all care about education. Mm-hmm. We all know that. But our education system has been so just destroyed over these past years, so much money put into administration. It's not going to the kids. It's not going to the teachers. And I think the voting public is really catching up on that. So the Democrats can play all the games.
Yeah.
The Democrats can play the games during the elections, but we're going to back the Republicans who vote no on these tax increases. That's it.
And stand up to the teachers union. We really need to. I am all supporting teachers, but when the unions are more concerned about protecting bad teachers and not educating our children, we need to really wonder what is going on there. And this is frankly where school board races are so important, and our state education board is so important. And we as voters have got to make sure we put in good people on our school boards.
Yeah, we've got some great choices. Matthew and Jeff Church, and I mean there's some good conservative voices that are running, and we need to get them elected. Randy,
I'm a big fan of Craig Wesner in Reno as well. So yeah, there's some good folks.
You know, what we're seeing going on at the legislature right now, people feel diminished, like their voice is not being heard. All the protests that are going on, great one by the teachers union, by the way, or the education union, by the way, on Wednesday. So many people out there for that because they can get the kids out. You know, how many thousands of dollars did they spend on all those hundreds of matching T-shirts and face masks and getting people there? It's just, don't get me started on that. But all these protests and everything going on, are people's voices being heard by the legislators?
Well, considering that they've closed the building to us, it's kind of hard to get your voice heard. you know, this is the as we call it, the lobbying by text. I've been emailing folks. We've got calls going on, but it's hard to have your voice heard when they close the building to you. I'm looking at the Nevada legislator website right now, and the assembly was supposed to convene at 9:30, and they still haven't started. There's nobody in the room. So what the heck is going on? We don't even, this is the people's house and the people are being banned from it.
What do you think is the best thing for, I get this question all the time. How do I get involved? How do I make these changes? Is there really a way to do it?
Oh, there is. First and foremost, just know who your legislator is. You can call, you can text, you can email any of your local legislators.
Well, unfortunately, mine's Key Keffer.
Yeah. But you also have Lisa Krasner, I think.
I know, and
Lisa's,
I love
a good
Lisa.
Conservative. Yeah. Yeah. But I think Ben needs to hear from you just as much. Ben needs to hear from you. Heidi Gansert needs to hear from us. We need to let them know, stand up to these tax increases. How can you shut down our economy? We are looking at an 8.2% drop in our gross domestic product in Nevada last quarter, and you want to increase taxes on business? You've killed the business sector. Bars have to close tonight. How are we supposed to be creating revenue, let alone taxes, to our state, and you want to increase taxes on business? How is that possible? This is a horrible thing. COVID has been terrible to our country, but we're all going to have to take a cut. I have to wonder, if we're going to go to online classes, then why do we look at reducing the cost per pupil? One teacher on a virtual class can teach 100 kids.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at virtual classes, then that's going to be a lot more affordable for our educational system. So we actually could make cuts to our educational system if we're looking at online classes.
Well, even if we just go half and half, because we have all of these schools out there now that we've been building and that, you know, are still in the process of being built. So why not for the kids who don't want to be bullied in person? You know, there's a lot of people questioning the online as opposed to in school. And parents, if you talk to the majority of them, they just want their kids out of the house and back into the schools. And that just shows how much they use
this thing.
They use the education system as a babysitting system.
Right. But it's also as kids' mental health. And I'm actually impressed listening to some of the Democratic senators on testifying yesterday on the educational stuff. Several of them said we need to be looking at the mental health of these students who are stuck at home, who are potentially being abused. So much of these kids going to school is teachers are actually recognizing child abuse. So we need to look at the overall health of our students, their social beings, their mental health. And education is more than just going and learning reading, writing, arithmetic nowadays. And I value that. But we need to get these kids back into our school system as well. And you're right. We do partial online. We do partial in person. But again, we have got to realize education and HHS, Health and Human Services, is about 70% of our state's budget. And that's really sad when we're looking at a health crisis that we're going to have to cut our HHS budget.
Well, and for those kids, too, for their nutrition, not just, you know, the other things that you mentioned. For a lot of those kids,
right.
That's their meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Randy, what do you think is the best way for people, website, wherever they can go? Do you think that they should just be on that legislative website every day and knocking things out?
Well, I'll tell you, there's not a lot to learn from watching the legislative website. But if you have time to just sit at your computer and do something else, there's public comment. And I've been listening to average citizens calling in on the public comment line. You can go to, it's pretty easy, ledge.state.nv.us, or just search for the Nevada legislature. And you'll come up with how you can view it's called view events. You can watch the floor sessions. It's frustrating. It can be boring, but it also can be interesting. And just getting to know your legislators and emailing them, or calling them and being able to they all send out emails of what's happening. And so there is a way to really interact with especially your assembly person. They want to hear from their constituents. So does Senator Key Keffer and so does Senator Gansert. So go to their website.
No, he doesn't want to hear from me. But
well,
yes,
Ben needs to recognize that he has a lot of conservatives in his community, and he needs to be reflective of his constituents. And the only way he's going to be reflective is if he hears from us.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing, too, is he's termed out. So do senators and assembly people, are there when they're termed out, do their opinions or do the constituents' opinions really matter as much?
Well, I would say you're probably right that it doesn't. But doing the right thing in the long term really needs to be their top priority.
And it does, because we all are a part of the community.
Yeah, it really is. We've got. I mean, I'm just so distraught by the divisiveness. I just can't stand to see Nancy Pelosi in her matching mask just criticizing the president, and the president turning around and criticizing her. That mm-hmm. tone is just trickling down to such a level nowadays. And I think we have got to restore that sanity and that just being nice to each other. And I just,
is that a way for you telling me to stop calling the governor names?
Well,
I get it. I heard you, Randy.
I know. But, you know, look at what was interesting. There's an article, again, looking at the Nevada Independent today. There's this article that is really critical of the governor, and it's the teachers' union members that are saying, you know, asking people to call him is not being a leader.
Yeah.
So this governor is not shown to be a true leader, and he's getting criticism from a lot of people on that, from Democrats and Republicans. It is interesting to see even the teachers union is not happy with him. But yeah, Brand, it's just again, it's frustrating. I don't blame you calling people names, but
it's kind of my job. I get out the frustration for other people. But Randy, thank you so much for joining us. And how can people get a hold of you and find out more about the NFIB?
Well, if you go to nfib.com, you can find all kinds of resources, especially during a time like now. But it's Randy, R-A-N-D-I, dot Thompson, at nfib.org, O-R-G. That's my email. But definitely check out nfib.com if you're a small business owner and want to know what resources are available. And bottom line, the more voices that the legislature hears, the more clout we have.
All right. Randy Thompson, thank you so much for joining us. And I wish you well and sanity listening to the legislature today and watching it over the weekend.
Thank you, Monica.
All right. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Quick segment here because I took so much time with Randy, but let's go to the phone lines on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and check in with Donald this morning, because our poll question, of course, is what are you going to do this weekend? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And we've got some fun things going on with the Republican parties as well. Donald, what's going on with this barbecue this weekend?
Isn't it wonderful that we have all these things, action going on?
Yes.
We have, I just was at Republican headquarters earlier this morning to sign up as a registration taker. And when I returned to proofread one of mine, Paul told me of these events. Okay, number one event, Keystone Plaza flag and barbecue. It's going to be a cruise, so bring your own flag of good taste, state, national, Trump, or excuse me, and that's going to be at 4:30 at the Keystone Plaza, which is at 4th and Keystone. You go in and you look for the big sign for Nevada GOP on the building. That's the first event, 4:30.
Okay, so that's a car cruise. So, you know, get your car gassed up and get your flags, like Donald said, whatever you want to represent, and then just cruise the town.
That's it. Okay, event number two, same place. It's called the Post 9/11 Veterans, which implies the younger veterans. It's a barbecue at 2:30 Saturday, and it's family friendly.
That is fantastic. And there's also the Douglas County Republicans are having a big get-together in Lampy Park on Saturday. So depending on if you're in the north or if you're a little bit further to the south, there's always something fantastic to do. Donald, thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information. Appreciate that so much. And, you know, if you want to find out what's going on, just go on to the website, Nevada GOP, and there's literally something for everybody. There's fundraisers for people who are trying to get elected to the school board, which you heard Randy, you know, mentioning. There's going to be a huge one this election. And things in the community. Okay? Make them political. Have a fundraiser for one of your favorite candidates. Because they're not being able to go out and do debates and knocking on doors. So why not have a backyard barbecue for your favorite candidate? There's a lot of them out there that need your help. They need to be able to buy those signs so they can go out and get their name out into the community just by having a sign in the ground to have people look them up. Mark, to answer your question, why aren't bar owners just opening up in defiance? Because their business licenses will be pulled and they will be fined. And, you know, it's just, they want to be able to open up their bars later on because this governor does not play fair. He doesn't play smart and he doesn't play fair. We'll be back with some very powerful words from George Carlin. It's been cleaned up a bit. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yes, as I'm sitting here going through my texts and my emails from you this morning, one of the PPP, the protection payroll that I forgot to mention was Burning Man earlier this morning when I was going through the list of companies that it's like, really? I thought that was a big old, you know, nonprofit thing. Hey, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. What are you doing this weekend? Love to have you answer that. We got some great answers. Just going swimming and going out and having a good time. Well, if you want to go to bar, make sure you do it tonight before midnight. Go to your favorite bar. Have a few drinks. Throw some extra tips out. Because personally, just like, you know, tattoo parlors were being tattoo artists, I think these people are being targeted. But that's just my opinion. We laugh, we joke. We hear comedians talk about stuff and we think, ooh, they're so out there. They're so, you know, crazy wild. How do they say that stuff? And then you come to realize that in their comedy, they are actually trying to educate you. I want to go back to one of my favorite bits, one of my all-time favorite comedians, and that is George Carlin. Just take a listen to his truth.
Consumption. It's the new national pastime. Baseball, it's consumption. The only true lasting American value that's left, buying things. Buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need. So they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too f***ing bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. He says, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a f***ing pencil. Got a pencil? Get the f*** in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing f***ing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back, so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later, because they own this f***ing place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich suckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
You know how long ago that was done? 30 years ago. We laughed. We thought, yeah, he's speaking the truth. That's it. But what did we do? Nothing. We didn't do anything. And we see every single thing that he was talking about. We see it all happening right before us and continuing to happen. Investigative journalist John Rappaport, says government leaders are issuing edicts on the scientific and medical advice of officials surrounding them who are true believers in the novel virus because their bosses told them that it exists. However, no one has done a proper study for a novel, never seen before virus. And it will never be attempted because it would destroy the theory that one virus is causing a pandemic. everything stemming from a false belief in a new virus that would be seen as meaningless. A few people at the top know the truth, but the cult comprised of millions of mask wearers, doctors, mayors, governors, and public health officials operate on blind faith. And they are pushing that narrative. They want compliance, and that's all you're doing. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text line at 884-9910, and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What did you want to something on masks and bars?
Well, I've been seeing a very disturbing pattern. At first, it happened when it closed into the state, only one day warning. The mask BS thing going down, one day warning before that started going into effect. And now only a day before the bars that just serve only alcohol have to close again, only a one-day warning. And that seems kind of, you know, fishy, or the fact like they're just giving them barely enough time to get, you know, close or get used to this new thing. They don't have any time to fight against it. So that's a very disturbing pattern I've been seeing lately, you know.
That should be disturbing. That should be disturbing to everybody. That should be, you know, one of the things that we use to fight back, but we can't fight back because we don't have the lawyers, and the judicial system is just so rigged against us now. It's not for us. I need some happiness. I need some joy. I need a smile on my face. So let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with one of my favorite callers, Terry from Elko. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Monica. Listen, I wanted to tell you about the horses again. So we got this, like, looks like a kiddie pool, but it's a little bigger than that. And we put the water in it for the horses. So yesterday morning, I tried to get through, but you were kind of busy. But yesterday, the horses, they came around the pool and they started drinking. So what does the little guy do? He jumps in the pool, starts dancing around in there and swimming and doing all this. And you can see the female looking, hey, I'm trying to drink here, you know. And it was really cool. It was like a circle of horses and this guy in the middle. So me and my grandson were kind of standing there, and the mayor's, he's watching us because he don't like us that much. Even though we give him water, he don't like us that much.
So, he's protecting his herd, yeah.
Yes, but the little guy, he got a swim yesterday.
That is hysterical. Cool. It's like he's acting like a dog, you know. You put a kiddie pool out for the dogs, and they start drinking, and then they just get in and lay down in it.
Yeah, he's only, I figure he's about a month old now. But boy, he was having a ball just dancing in there. I thought he was, and all the females were looking, wait a minute, what's trying
to
drink?
Well, you need to get that cell phone out and start taking those pictures and sending them to me, because I greatly appreciate that. Terry, you have
wonderful... I got some blurry ones, but I'm going to keep trying.
Okay, keep trying. You know, put it in portrait mode. That sometimes helps. I hope you have a great weekend. We're going to take a quick break here and wrap up the show, and I'm going to bring you back something that has been requested ever since I played it the first time, and that's a little redo on Lee Greenwood to make sure that you go forth to this weekend with something in your heart that tells you that we are better than what's going on. And we know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I'll explain that coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question for a Friday, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What are you doing this weekend? I hope it's something fun. You know, we need to get some joy back into our lives. There are things going on in this country and around the world that the mainstream media does not tell you about. And I'm going to shed some light on that for you. Because all of those media outlets are owned by just five elite groups, five elite companies. that are owned by other people who are all connected. Thousands over the last 6 months, thousands of people have been arrested on pedophile and human trafficking charges. We had two right here in Reno just last month. If you want to find out more about human trafficking, please talk to the people at Awaken right here in Northern Nevada, because they know the true story. The celebrities in Hollywood, the politicians, the clergy, the coronavirus, the lockdowns. What we are all seeing right now is all connected. Instead of sitting around and watching the 10 or 11 o'clock news, I urge you this weekend at some point to open up your computer and use DuckDuckGo and search things like NWO, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. These are the things that are being thrust upon us, forced upon us, for all in the name of one world unity. People think that it's conspiracy. And it is. It is a conspiracy against you and your survival. What we're seeing now in the United States of America is their last push, their last ditch effort, because of the basic fact that our Constitution, that has been raped and torn apart and ignored, is the only thing keeping the world together because of our freedoms. The Democrats, the left, just paid employees to destroy it. It's not just becoming a Marxist communist organization here in this country. It's about being taken over completely by one group. So I want to leave you with this as you do that work this weekend, because this is what you need to hold in your heart. Lee Greenwood.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
We're at least.
We have to defend each other. God bless the USA. God bless you. I know he blesses me because he gives me the opportunity to be here with you. He sent his son to die for our sins, and now we just ignore him. Give thanks this weekend at some point for all you have and have him protect you. I love you just like he does, and I hope you have a great weekend. Spend it with family and friends and rejoice in all you have and take off that damn mask. You look ridiculous.